Probably not, if I'm honest with you. I mean, they played 14 T20 games, washed out yesterday, but very disappointed to lose by 80 runs in a one-day fixture. Just wasn't good enough, I'm afraid, and move on to Thursday.
But there is a difference, obviously, between T20 and the 50-over game, isn't there? You've got more time, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably why we fell away. So, no, it is disappointing. We probably didn't buy ourselves enough time at the end, but... credit to where they played. To get 340 in a one-day fixture is outstanding. I guess it shows the way people are playing these days.
Well, you batted splendidly, 93. It was a wonderful second wicket partnership with Luke Wright, where you put on 110.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased with my form at the moment. Hitting the ball nicely and training well to hopefully get my consistency as much as possible. It was a nice partnership, but in that situation, I've got to go on. I've got to be 140, 150 out. We've got chance to win in the game, which is obviously disappointing from my situation, but again, credit to the way Hampshire bowled. I thought they bowled magnificently.
You were called out on the boundary, but I mean, you just had to go for it at that stage, surely.
Yeah, I probably could have played it a touch smarter, but you sort of live and die by your own sword, really. I'd hit a couple of sixes, and at that stage of the game, only 3 wickets down with 18 overs to go, and needing 9, 8, 8.5 and over, whatever it was, you know, I thought that was my option. Looking back, probably wasn't, but again, it's a learning curve, and hopefully move on to Thursday.
Interesting season, isn't it, for Sussex? Obviously, you've got a battle on your hands in the Championship, but you're into the quarterfinals of the 2020. And as I say, it's right at the start of this competition, where quite clearly Sussex can do well, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the games come thick and fast. I think we've got, I think it's probably another 4 games in the space of 8 days. So they do come thick and fast. And if you can get momentum in this competition, it's like any competition. 4 or 5 wins and you've got a quarter final. But no, we're playing good one-day cricket. Obviously, it came out on the wrong result tonight. But as I said, we train Wednesday, we go Thursday, then we play Sunday, Monday. So 3 wins, and all of a sudden, we've got 7 points from 4 games.
I know you said to me some time ago you felt that your duty, if you like, this year was to knuckle down and consolidate your place in the Sussex side, with 3 Championship hundreds now and nearly a 200 in one of them, and with the one-day runs that you're scoring. Surely things are going very well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really pleased with how I'm playing. I think it stems from the way I've been training. My training's been quite consistent this year. And I'm just hungry to score runs. I like bang at 3 in all forms, and that's why I want to continue to bat. Hopefully I've cemented my place, but I'm not resting on my laurels. I've got a lot of more that I want to achieve for the rest of the season, and I'm hungry to score more and more runs.
A leg spinner, Mason Crane, got you out. He's got Sussex roots, of course. Liam Dawson as well picked up the last 5 wickets to end with 6. What was it difficult playing the spinners out there?
It was a used wicket they used in the 2020 last week. So obviously I played at club cricket with Mason at Worthing, so he's got me out in the last 2 games. Liam Dawson to get 6 for bowled really well. But we move on to Thursday.